Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to discuss about soil, soil classification in India, its distributions, soil erosion, and soil conservation. So before start, I have to say the definition of soil. Soil is a mixture of rocks and mineral with organic material. Basically, the uppermost layer of earth's surface, which is loose broken particles and useful for plants, is called basically soil. Soil is formed mainly due to different processes like weathering and mass movement. Weathering means by using of weathering elements like rainfall, humidity, solar installations, wind. Because of this agent, these all rocks and minerals modify and formed as soil. You know, soil is used as resource in our daily life and in our socioeconomic life also. That is why soil is called an important resource. So I have to say 4 points regarding this, why soil is considered as a resource. The first point is, man depends on the soil directly or indirectly for the food. Second, agriculture without soil is impossible. Man gets the material need for shelter and clothing directly or indirectly from the soil. Because, you know, we use cotton as a garment for an example, and in black soil maximum cotton is produced. Next is, soil are essential for growth of forest and natural vegetation, and we all know what is the need of natural vegetation in our daily life. Next thing I have to see the classification of soil. According to Indian Council of Agricultural Research, there is total 8 type of soil exist in India. But according to your NCERT curriculum, we are study only 6 major type of soil in India. So one by one, I have to discuss about this all soil. So first, I have to take the 6 soil names. First soil is alluvial soil. Second one is black soil. Third is red and yellow soil. Fourth is laterite soil. Fifth is arid soil. And last one is, that is, forest soil. So your work is note down this all short items, specifically definition of soil, classification of soil, and important facts regarding this on your copy. So first I have to say about the alluvial soil. Just listen very carefully. Alluvial soil. In India, alluvial soil found is maximum. And alluvial soil are 2 type basically. One is khadar and second one is bhangar. Khadar means new or fertile alluvial soil, and bhangar means old or infertile alluvial soil or less fertile alluvial soil. You know, this alluvial soil consists of various proportion of sand, silt specifically. The regions belongs to alluvial soils are Indo-Gangetic plain basically. The states like Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, etc. This alluvial soil is highly used for agricultural productions, and basically 2/3 of India's population directly or indirectly depend on this alluvial soil because of agricultural productivity. So these are the important facts about alluvial soil. Last thing I have to say about alluvial soil is, alluvial soil in the dry areas are more alkaline. So these are the important points regarding alluvial soil, you have to note it down. Next thing is black soil. You know, black soil in color is black and also is called regur soil. You know, in our pedology means a science that explains the soil and soil category. That is called pedology. So in pedology or soil science, black soil is also called self-plowing soil because it can generate its own fertility automatically by absorbing moisture from the atmosphere. That is why it's called as self-plowing soil. So why it is called self-plowing soil? Because it has a capability to absorb moisture from the atmosphere directly. That is why this soil never dries. This soil is ideal for growing up cotton, sugarcane, etc. Maharashtra is one of the important states where black soil found is maximum. The other state like Gujarat, part of Madhya Pradesh, part of West Bengal, etc. This soil rich in nutrients, specifically magnesium, potassium, lime, and phosphoric contents basically. And the color of the soil is black because of titanium salt exists in this soil. The last point under this soil developed deep crack which helps in proper aeration. Aeration means the pathway of winds, the cavities, wind cavities. So this is total terms of black soil, you have to note it down. Next soil is red and yellow soil. You know, red and yellow soil is very less fertile. And this soil developed basically in dry regions like Rajasthan, part of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, part of Delhi, etc. This soil developed a reddish color due to diffusion of iron in crystalline and metamorphic rock. Secondly, it took yellow when it occurred in hydrated form. Next is, it developed only crystalline igneous rock. You know, in South India, especially states like Karnataka and Kerala, red soil utilized for coffee and tea production. And specifically, yellow soil or sandy soil basically found in Rajasthan, that is existing dry region. Next soil is laterite soil. This soil developed under tropical and subtropical climate with alternate wet and dry season. Second point, this soil is a result of intense leaching due to heavy rain. That is why the upper layer of laterite soil is always washed out. In this soil, it is humus rich but under sparse vegetation and semi-arid environment. Humus means the organic material or decomposed organic material. You know, they are prone to degradation or erosion due to their position on the landscape. That is why maximum soil erosion found in laterite soil and arid soil. Next soil is arid soil or desert type of soil. This soil mainly found in the nature of sand portions, generally sandy in structure and saline in nature. Due to dry climate, high temperature, low rainfall or precipitations, high rate of evaporation, and the soil lack of humus and moisture exists. Because of these conditions, arid soil is formed. And arid soil is very less fertile. But jowar, bajra, ragi, these are some crops produced in arid soil. The lower horizon of soil are occupied by conquered because of increasing in calcium content downwards. You know, in this regard, I have to say, there is basically four layer exist in a soil. Top layer is O for organic layer. Next one is A zone or A layer. Third is B layer. And last and bottom is bedrock or C layer. You know, conquered layer is formed in the lower horizon or C layer, restrict infiltration of water. That is why in this soil, dryness exists in many times. That is why arid soil is not suitable for productivity or agricultural activity. So these are some important soil classifications exist in India. You know, there is a map of India have been shown. That is, the green color explain the forest and mountainian type of soil. You know, this forest or mountainian type of soil basically found in mountainian regions of India like Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Sikkim and northeastern Himalayan or plateau region. This soil, the steepness is very high. That is why infiltration rate is very low and surface runoff of water is very high. This soil is not suitable for productivity. But by using of human technology, nowadays, we can use this soil for tea and coffee production specifically by using up step or terrace farming method. So these all are belongs to different type of soil exist in India. Your work is study this material and inside your notebook copy, write the important facts about the definition of soil, why soil considered as resource and different type of soil, and write down important points on ground of each and every type of soil.